When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It is good to have you listening on a Friday. Guys, we're getting ready for the Christmas holiday, obviously, and then a new year in 2025. But we're also getting ready for the Falcons on Sunday as they get ready to take on the Giants. And Mike, Big O back at the studio, just said Kirby went on game day, and we're going to hear what he had to say coming up. So stick around for that as the Dogs are awaiting the winner of Indiana and Notre Dame tonight. More on that coming up with Danny Cannell here right at the bottom of the hour, so right at about 30, 35 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. Let's talk about the Falcons, because I do feel good about where we are, what's happened this week. I do think Ra and company handled it professionally, Mike. When you talk about why didn't we know, you know, he said, look, we wanted to do things professionally. To me, guys, that means they wanted to make sure they saw and told Kirk Cousins face-to-face. They didn't want to hear it to be heard through the grapevine. So with all of that said, now, it's Friday. We're 2 days away. And you are not happy with what you're hearing coming out of Flower Branch from some guys.
Right. Going round and round with a couple of listeners that follow me on Twitter. We don't say X on Dukesville. Follow Carly's. Put them up. See Dukes on Mike Bell ATL. So Penix comes in. We get it. It's a strange time because you've got a bond you forged with Kirk. Kirk came in and became the leader, the focal point of this team. We all get that. And certainly Drake and him have a connection, so much so that Kirk probably throws the ball at him too much at times. But to me, to hear Drake London asked about Michael Penix Jr. coming, hey, man, I just catch passes. Well, I mean, that's the bare minimum. Just like hearing Kyle Pitts say, hey, man, I don't know, I just work here. And what I'm trying to impart to some of these guys who don't get it, and some of these guys, Carl, just garden variety jock sniffers, because if we ever criticize an athlete, that's just, oh, no, they get in their feels. And that's fine. That's just the way it is in this town sometimes. All right, it didn't work with Kirk. There's more than the baseline bare minimum when it comes to supporting Michael Penix Jr. And no, I don't care what they say to the media. Just get the win, everybody contribute. But to sit there and be like, hey, man, my name's Paul, and that's between y'all, that's weak. That's not leadership. That's not helping. You know, this team has lost 4 or 5 games, and there's a lot of blame to go around. Certainly Cousins is going to shoulder a lot of it. But how about stepping up, even if it's not even genuine? Can you give me the bare minimum? Hey, man, we love Kirk, and we know Kirk's going to be back out there at some point, but we're all getting behind Penix and looking forward to see what the young man can do. How hard was that? You guys all went to college. You can't put that sentence together? I don't know, man. I just catch the ball. I don't know. I just work here. That's weak to me. And I'm sorry if some people don't get it and they don't resonate, but anyway, there you go.
I agree with you. I do think there has to be – you know, we always talk about this, right? When we take a turn, like when you're on a team, okay, and many of you have played on teams, it doesn't matter what level, but when the team goes a certain way, everybody has to go that way. You can't have part of the team feeling some kind of way and that not being expressed. Maybe it has been, Mike, I don't know, but everybody has to take the turn. The turn this week was hard because, yeah, we all like Kirk Cousins. And for a lot of those guys in that locker room and some of the guys that get thrown the football and have built a relationship with him, I totally agree. I get it. But when the team turns, you got to make the turn. And when you come off sounding this way, and again, I'm not going to take shots at Drake or anybody. I want to see you guys perform. I want to see everybody ball out. But there is a sentiment that, hey, we all have to be on this train together, on this bus, on this boat, whatever you want to say. And guess what? We're all going to succeed together, and we're going to fail together. And I don't care how many balls you catch or how many are thrown to you. At the end of the day, these are guys that we're relying on. So, Mike, I'm with you. I just felt it was interesting for us to bring it back up and talk about it, because when you brought it up to me earlier in the show, you know, I think some people, again, I just don't know if they understand, and I'm not taking a shot at any of our listeners, but the makeup of a team, man, it's so fragile.
Right.
It is a fragile thing. And I've spent half my life in these locker rooms.
Right.
I'm telling you, when you have certain guys who don't want to talk about it, when you don't, you're telling me everything I need to know.
Right. And look, we've gone round and round about Pitts. If you feel that a guy who's selected fourth overall, who is where he is right now at this stage of the game, 20th in receptions. And as we said, there's mitigating circumstances. Cousins has been struggling so much he got benched. We don't know if this guy even fits this offensive coordinator's game plan. So we're not putting it all on Pitts, but there have been times. Watch the freaking tape, people. You tell me that's max effort? Come on. I mean, there was good and bad. That Vikings game comes to play. You know, he runs a crappy route. Greg Olsen's a tight end. He sees it. He calls it. Ball hits him in the hands. He drops it. And then, okay, that would be on Pitts. Conversely, when he's open, does his job, and Cousins throws it 5 yards behind him on the wrong side of the field, that would not be on Pitts.
Yeah.
So we do take it on a case-by-case basis, but everyone needs to be better, and certainly all the ships have to be going in the same direction.
Everybody.
And when somebody goes, I don't know, not my job, that's not helping the situation. Now, sorry, as we said, this is a foreign concept, because I do believe there are people in the audience who are just like Pitts, and they are quiet quitters. And they're not into personal responsibility. They're not into the collective good. They just sit there and wallow in their own self-pity, and they don't understand when you call for personal responsibility.
404-726-0929. It is our text line. You can always hit us up. And find us, as Mike said, on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station and make sure you stay up on everything that's going on. Let's talk about the game. We're talking about the game. The game. Because that's what really matters. How guys perform, what we do in the game, and what Michael Penix is going to do on Sunday. The good news is he doesn't have to have a life-changing type of performance,
right,
guys. Take care of the football. Make the throws that are there. And, Mike, I think we're going to be able to be just fine. And if you're saying, hey, what if we score 25, 35, 45 points? Well, then that's great. That means Michael Penix did some special blank, and we are overly excited about
right.
what this future holds for us.
Hey.
But I'm not going into it with those kind of expectations.
No. And I think we agree, talking with Paul Schwartz in the New York Post, who covers the Giants, the way they can't really stop the run, I think we can certainly basically affect the game in the run game the way we did against the Raiders, right? A steady diet of Bijan. What do you take, the over on the running attempts, 35?
Absolutely.
Bijan and Tyler getting their thing.
Combined.
Yeah, and yes. We'll, see, here's the one thing. I know we don't want to get too far in the weeds on the schematic side, but do you think we ever get into some of that play action we've been looking for all year?
I think you have to.
Because if ever there was a game, see, the argument, I guess, Carl, I don't think it's ever really been explained, is Kirk can't do the things footwork-wise that you need him to do. And he doesn't look confident back there. Hopefully, Penix Jr., just by the ability to move around in the pocket. Like, for instance, you never considered Dan Marino mobile. But Dan Marino could move around before he blew his Achilles out.
Yeah, I mean,
there's things you have to do in the pocket to function that Kirk hasn't been able to do lately.
Yeah, you're just talking about, you know, again, it's not mobility. It is basically assessing
right.
the pressure, where it's coming from, and being able to escape that pressure to still be able to deliver the football. He has not been able to do a whole lot of that, and I think it's been obvious here, especially during this losing streak. With that said, we're going to hear from Michael Penix coming up. He joins Dave Archer for the quarterback report, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say. It's the first time this season we've had, obviously, Penix with Arch. It's all season, it's been Cousins, and rightfully.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So he was a starter. This week, it's Penix, and you're going to get a chance to hear what he said to Dave Archer as he gets ready for his first start.
Hey, man, we're all behind Penix Jr. Just want a little more enthusiasm in the building. Doesn't mean, and by the way, just like we always say, you're not defined by one comment, but if there's a pattern, then that's just further evidence that maybe you are disengaged.
Quarterback reports on the way. We're going to talk to Danny Cannell. Our road to the college football playoff continues. We've got college football playoff action tonight. All of that is on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's nobody there.
I'm going to take a picture of this just to bust his chops, put it on social media.
But doesn't he look cold?
Yes, Wes looks miserable, but it is a nice Tam O'Shanter he's wearing.
So he is up there getting ready for that SMU-Penn State game. But
Wes, we want you to do an ACC Network pregame show the day before.
It's going to be cold.
In 25-degree weather in Happy Valley.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. So we'll talk to Danny Cannell about all these matchups coming up, brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. But, Mike, as we talk about Michael Penix, this is his first start. Dave Archer got a chance to visit with him about that and much more. It is our quarterback report brought to you by our friends at Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, just an hour away from Atlanta. Let's hear Michael Penix.
Let's get it right here.
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Michael, obviously you've been waiting for this opportunity, and everybody talks about how hard you've worked and how much you've absorbed things. How do you feel about this opportunity coming up?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm blessed. You know, that's the main thing. You know, I thank God for every opportunity I get, you know, to even play this sport and be playing it at the highest level. You know, it's a blessing, you know, and to be able to take the field this week. I'm super excited, and man, I can't wait to ball.
What's it meant to you? Your teammates have rallied around. There's a lot of conversation about how much energy that you bring, and then it's translated to your teammates. Even Kirk Cousins. I mean, nobody likes to be benched, but Kirk Cousins in your corner as well.
Yeah, man, it's great. You know, it just shows the character we have in this building. You know, man, I'm truly appreciative of being able to be in this organization. You know, with Raheem, Coach Rod, as the head. You know, he's been great, you know, as far as team meetings, the way he speaks, and, you know, to get us ready each and every week. So, you know, it starts with our leader, man. Rye and Terry, you know, they do a great job, you know, just getting the right guys in this organization, and I'm super blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm glad that my teammates, you know, they look at me as, you know, somebody that they can look at to lead this football team. So.
You've played a ton of football. I mean, people don't realize 48 games in college, you played for a national championship, you played at the highest possible level. Now, I know you haven't played a lot yet at this level. How much do you kind of satisfy or make the game about what you used to do that you haven't done yet at this level?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's football. You know, you got, as long as you prepare, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, you want to make sure you're prepared. And, you know, I've been prepared each and every week. You know, I prepare like the starter, you know, since day one. And each and every game, you see me on the sidelines, you know, taking those mental reps so that whenever my time do come, you know, I'll be ready. And at the end of the day, you know, I just got to go out there and just have faith and, you know, just trust in my preparation. And that's what I'm going to do. And obviously, I got the guys around me that's going to make the big time plays. And, you know, for me, I just got to get the ball in their hands. So, you know, that's going to be the biggest thing.
You're such an even keeled guy. I had a chance to talk to you in the preseason. I asked you if you get nervous for you. He said, I don't get nervous. I just get excited for the games. How much do you kind of have to maybe not be as excited for the game and be as even keel as you can possibly?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous, you know. But I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. You know, my girl, she told me last night, she's like, if you're not nervous, then it's a problem. Like, when you got nerves, that means you care. And, you know, so I'm embracing it. I'm embracing every part of this journey, and I'm super excited to see what God has planned for me.
That's a young lady that knows what she's talking about now. I love the fact that you're locked in that way. Okay, so tell me about the Giants. When you look, put them on tape, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's an NFL team. You know, at the end of the day, we're playing the best of the best, you know, each and every week. You know, so we got to make sure we prepare at a high level. And, you know, they do a lot of things on tape that we feel like we can capitalize off of. And but obviously, they have good players over there as well. So do we on the offside of the ball and defensive side of the ball here. So at the end of the day, as long as we execute, we'll be able to come out with a win. So that's what it's about, execution.
I know how much you love these guys that you're playing with and how talented they are around you. A lot of them are the same age. You guys are kind of in the same boat right now. Tell me about being able to adjust to them, having not had a lot of practice time with the guys you're playing with.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to start this week. You know, make sure I get a lot of those reps with those guys, you know, mental, either if it's in the film room or just watching film and stuff like that, or on the field, you know, just getting multiple reps with the receivers, you know, make sure our timing is right, you know, with Bijan and Tyler, you know, make sure we're good on our run tracks and stuff like that as well, you know, but it takes reps at the end of the day, and we got some time, so.
The A-Tails believes in you, man. They're looking forward to watching you go.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm super excited to play here. So.
Have fun, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff from Dave Archer. Again, brought to you by our friends at Margaritaville, Lanier Islands. At Lanier Islands, guys, just an hour away from Atlanta. And Mike, you hear the excitement. At least I do, man, in the kid's voice. I mean, the story that right. Should tell you everything this week is you're chilling in a Costco about to buy a hot dog. Right. And you get the call that you're about to be the starter. And he's like, I left Costco and I didn't even get the hot dog.
Because I stopped being hungry because he had realized what the heck was about to happen to his life.
That's,
I love it.
Me too, man. Like, that to me tells you everything. Like, you know, oh, crap, for real? Okay, what do I need to do? Like, you're in your head. You start thinking about all this stuff. He's got a great support system, his family, his girl. He's talked about it. A lot of his family's going to be here because of the holidays. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And more importantly, Mike, right. Somebody said to me earlier, they said, do you guys remember when Matt Ryan took his first snap, throws a touchdown, 08? Yeah, of course. Everybody went crazy. And the first thing you said is, we got a guy. Would you feel that way if that happened with Michael Penix? Of course. But it didn't happen that way for everybody.
No, I mean, like, there's different types of athletes we've had come through here. I mean, certainly when Deion was here, you knew you had something special. You know, when we had Michael Vick, and obviously Michael Vick's one for the ages, at the end of the day, it didn't translate to a championship, but it electrified the city. And then Matt Ryan came in and brought you stability. And as you said it, first play from scrimmage is a touchdown of Michael Jenkins. Let's hope, imagine if we could get a score in this game. Hey, I'm just happy for this young man to win the game, take the pressure off him. And again, we've gone round and round on this. Wanting the team to do one or the other is not an indictment of Michael Penix. If they feel that Penix Jr. is the best quarterback, and remember, after the draft on Friday, Terry Fontenot clearly said they thought this guy was too good to pass up, regardless of the other needs for the franchise. So whether you feel that Arthur Blank pulled the string and said we're never going to have a quarterback deficit again, well, it's strange how we got here, but here's how we got here. Kirk goes from being the man to losing his way, and now Penix is out there. I mean, we talked a lot with the listeners today. I'd love to think that everybody does support him, and I'm sure they do. And I guess, guys, maybe Carl, it's just human nature for Darnell Mooney to say, I don't know, man, this ball's coming out funny. It's left-handed. All right. Not exactly the positive reinforcement I was looking for as a fan, but so be it.
Darnell's going to be great. He's going to stretch the field. All those deep balls that we were looking forward to that we haven't been able to attempt down the field. Right. All of that stuff's going to happen, man. And I think it happens over the next 3 weeks. Mike, I feel good about our chances. We got to go 2-1, but 3-0 to really give ourselves a chance. We'll see how it goes on Sunday. More on this coming up. Also, Kirby Smart speaking about the dogs coming up at 6 o'clock. Carson Beck, where is he? Like, literally, where is he? Kirby told us, and you're going to hear it coming up. Stay there. But when we get back, Danny Cannell is going to join us, guys. Brought to you by Bet Online, Road to the College Football Playoff. We'll talk about all these games next. Let's talk to our buddy Danny Cannell, brought to you by Bet Online. We don't want to waste time, Danny, because these games are intriguing, they're interesting, and we're here.
And you've got hot takes.
I do. And you do. And Danny, let's start first with this Indiana game, Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame in this game, but everybody we've talked to from a college football standpoint says, look, don't sleep on Indiana. I know there's not a lot of respect for the teams that they played this season because their schedule wasn't daunting. Mm. Tell me how you feel about going into this game tonight. 8 o'clock, Notre Dame at home, favored by 7.
Oh, I love this game. You got the little in-state rivalry, little brother versus big brother, and big brother happens to be one of the most storied programs in college football history. playing with Touchdown Jesus overlooking a snow-ridden field, like there's just a little dusting of snow. I cannot wait for this matchup. You know, it's interesting because you mentioned Indiana's schedule. Notre Dame's schedule isn't exactly a murderer's row either. Nope. I think this one really depends on the number. Now, I like Indiana as well. I think their defense is going to be able to really limit what Notre Dame can do on the ground. I think they sell out, and I think they contain that rush game. And that being said, Riley Leonard, the Notre Dame quarterback, has not been great when he's had to throw the football. So that, to me, is what determines the outcome. If Indiana can do that, I don't like them to only cover. I like them to win the game potentially, but that is easier said than done. So I like Indiana, but if you like them with the points, make sure you find, like, you got to wait and see if you can get it around that touchdown or over, because I know it was kind of sliding down under that 6.5. It's been bouncing around there. I definitely like the full touchdown if you want to take Indiana. I like them to win the game outright. It's one of my upset picks for the weekend, but I know it's going to be a daunting task to do that on the road against Notre Dame.
Right. Two teams, cold, Midwest. They play in the cold in the Midwest. Everybody, Danny's making so much about the Southern teams going north, specifically Dallas. And we've been to Dallas, and it's been cold and Midwestern feeling. But do you give SMU a shot against Penn State? Because Penn State's defense, the physicality, I know that SMU, it looked like they were just, the stage was too big in the first quarter against Clemson. Then they really got it together.
Yeah, this game makes me nervous for SMU. Like, I like Clemson a little bit better, even though the point spread is a bigger number. This game, I worry, could get a little bit ugly. And I like SMU. Rhett Lashley has done a phenomenal job. Their first year in the ACC, they come in there and compete. But, man, Penn State, I was just in Indianapolis at the Big Ten Championship game, and watching them run on Oregon's defense with two 100-yard rushers in Catron Allen and Nick Singleton, that makes me worried for SMU. And SMU has been good stopping the run, but this is a different animal when you're talking about Penn State. You're having to go into weather. It is going to be cold there. It's going to be a whiteout in Happy Valley, which is one of the tougher places to play. I think you could see a similar script as what happened in the Clemson SMU game in the ACC championship. The only difference, I don't know if SMU can come all the way back and put it on the line and tie it up late. I think they'll be trailing pretty much the whole game. I think that overwhelming front on both sides of football, Abdul Carter, one of the best pass rushers in the country, I think he's able to, you know, create some turnovers for Kevin Jennings, the SMU quarterback. That game's the one that worries me that could get a little bit sideways if things don't go well for SMU.
Yeah, Penn State has two, I'm not going to say top picks as far as like top five, two first-rounders, right, off the edge. They've got a great front.
They really do. They've got studs. They've got a couple of good linebackers that are in the middle. Their front seven's definitely the best front seven that SMU has faced, including Clemson, who they faced last week. It's just a gauntlet. Now, the other weapon, too, is Tyler Warren is the best offensive weapon that Penn State has. He's their tight end. He won the Mackey Award for the best tight end in the country, but he's so much more than a tight end. He lines up with his finger in the dirt, but he also stretches out wide and plays wide receiver. He'll line up in the slot as a receiver. He'll line up in the backfield as a running back, and he even takes snaps as a quarterback and will throw it. The guy is a freak of nature. I think he's going to be too much for SMU's defense as well. I do think Penn State's able to overwhelm SMU.
It's our man, Danny Cannell, guys, breaking it down here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks, big Christmas party here in Kennesaw, and the outfits are awesome. Danny, you mentioned Clemson. I took Clemson today in our pick segment just because they're physical. And Texas struggles, I'm sorry, Carl, with teams that are physical.
What?
Can Cade Klubnik keep it together? He played yours back in the Texas State Championship back in the day.
Yeah, he did, and he won that game in DK Royal Stadium. So, quietly, Cade Klubnik, he was awful against Georgia in the second half. I saw a quarterback who looked like deer in the headlights. But quietly, he's put together a phenomenal year. 33 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. But most importantly, this is the difference. He doesn't turn the ball over, and he's found his legs. Like, he's been able to make some plays on the ground. And one of the things I've seen from him is the confidence to be able to evade the pass rusher. And he's got some athleticism that I think could be problematic for Texas. So I'm with you on this one. I'd like the 12.5 points for Clemson, even though it's a big number. I'm not completely sold on Texas's offense. And I think there's something off with Quinn Ewers. Now, maybe a week and a half, you know, almost 2 weeks off since the SEC championship is enough time for him to heal. But he really hasn't been looking like the same quarterback that we saw that everybody loved last year coming into the season, even earlier this season at Michigan, where he looked really strong. Something is impairing him, and he's without his top receiver in Isaiah Bond, who is not going to play for Texas. So I think all of that leads to a pretty strong performance from Clemson.
All right, let me ask you the elephant in the room, because all my Texas guys are talking about this. If he struggles, and we know that he has at times, you can't wait around to put Arch Manning in the game, right? You've got to go ahead and insert him into this situation, or do you think that doesn't happen?
I think he plays. Now, I thought he would play in the SEC championship game, too. I thought they would have a package for him, because remember when they played in College Station, they had a little red zone package for him, and Arch Manning came in and rushed for a touchdown. So I'm surprised Sark hasn't used him. If he does, so what I don't know is if he'll just have a package for him, but if Quinn Ewers struggles, if he has two interceptions and they're ugly or bad, kind of like they did against Georgia in the regular season and in the SEC championship game, I don't think he'll hesitate to break the glass and go to Arch Manning, especially from all accounts. If Quinn's done in Texas. Now, whether it means right. He goes to the NFL or he transfers, like, this team is Arch Manning. So you don't have to worry about quarterback controversy or anything like that. You just want to win. So I think if he does struggle, he'll be more likely to go to Arch Manning. And you could see a similar scenario play out like Tua Tagovailoa when he came in for Jalen Hurts with Alabama right. In that national championship game. I think that's the type of situation you're looking at. So I would not be surprised if you see Arch Manning for the Longhorns.
And Danny Cannell, man, we talked a lot in the beginning of the season. It looked like after that sort of Dukes-Mayo kickoff game in Charlotte that Nico Iamaleava was going to be the next big thing. And then he kind of hit a wall, and like he struggled. Can he be a superstar quarterback, or just Tennessee relies on that physical defense against the injuries for Ohio State's offensive line?
So I don't think he has to be a superstar to beat Ohio State. What he's going to have to do is connect on a few big plays. Like, I don't expect him to go out there and throw for 350 yards and five touchdowns, but he might have to throw for 225 and two touchdowns with zero interceptions. Like, most importantly, he can't turn the ball over. But I think Ohio State is going to challenge him, because Dylan Sampson is the best running back in the SEC, and that clearly is what Tennessee wants to challenge Ohio State's physicality. It's exactly what Michigan did on the last game of the regular season, embarrassed the Buckeyes at home. So I think Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator, loads up with his defensive guys in the box. But that's going to present some opportunities for Nico to connect on the outside, to hit some of those big plays, which he's more than capable of doing. But the one trend I've noticed, Nico has not been the same as he is at Neyland Stadium as he is on the road. And playing on the road in the Shoe, I know there's a Tennessee takeover and they're bringing a lot of people with them, but it's still going to be a hostile atmosphere in cold weather. Again, another kind of thing that makes me a little bit nervous for Nico. So I think Ohio State wins this one. The roster is still insanely talented. They've got enough talent not only to beat Tennessee but to win the national championship. My biggest question for Ohio State is, where are they mentally? Can they shake that cloud that is hanging over the stadium that is the Michigan Wolverines and kind of use it to galvanize each other, that loss, to come together, to get angry, and to play inspired for Ryan Day? If they do, they can come together and win the whole thing potentially. If they don't, you're probably looking at Ryan Day getting fired if he loses to Tennessee at home.
Danny Cannell, our guest, guys, brought to you by Bet Online. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, we will hear from Kirby Smart. And speaking of the Dogs, I do want to ask you, how do you like their chances with Gunnar Stockton starting at quarterback, regardless of who the opponent is, whether it's Notre Dame or Indiana?
So, Carl, I'm kind of surprised that the odds makers haven't adjusted Georgia very much. Like, they're still the third best odds to win the national championship. And I know Carson Beck has been up and down, but it's still losing a starting quarterback. And he did throw for a bunch of yards to bring them back against Alabama, and I know they lost. He still did make a bunch of great plays against Georgia Tech in that crazy overtime thriller. He's still, you know, the leader of the team. And as much as I like what I saw in a very small body from Gunnar Stockton in the SEC championship game, he'll have to think about that now. And that's a unique position as a backup. When you come off the bench, it's a little bit easier when the starter gets hurt. You don't have time to think, to stress out. You just go execute. Now that he's had time to think about this, I'm very curious how he shows up, like the emotions. Does he play within himself? Does he try to do too much? And even more so, I think whatever team he faces will challenge him with blitzes. Always when you're talking about a young quarterback who hasn't played very much, You want to make sure, see how he is with protections. Does he know where to go with the football? Does he panic? Does he run? You know, and does he, you know, what does he respond to in that type of crunch time situation? Yes, I know he was good at times, but he also had that interception on 3rd and 13, which gave Texas renewed life in that game. So I'm surprised that the odds makers haven't adjusted much. I think it caps the ceiling on what Georgia can do, but I still think there's a lot of talent around him in the backfield and on that defense that Georgia historically, if anyone has proven the ability to level that, you know, level up when they need to, it's been the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right, big guy, you feel the college football now moving forward, this thing goes to 16? Or are we going to be stuck in 12? Because it seems like the Alabama thing, the argument for Miami, all that. Or do you feel that maybe all those games we just handicapped, some of these smaller schools, the non-traditionals, are going to get smoked and the cream just rise to the top and it's it's basically meet the new boss, same as the old boss?
No, Mike, I think there's going to be more. I think we've seen a lot more parity this season, and I think the trend continues. I think it's great. Now that there's sort of NIL and the portal, the combination of it, talent's allowed to move around, and you don't have to go just to a few select schools that are the ones paying under the table. Now everybody can do it out in the open, and it's legal. So it gives anybody a chance to compete. Indiana is a great example. They have spent a lot of money to buy a roster. You know, they brought in a lot of players through the portal, including their quarterback, and that has helped them compete. Like, traditionally, they did not do that. They spent a lot of money in basketball, but not in football. And now all of a sudden, they're competitive. I do think we expand this to 16. I think it's just inevitable. I'll be a fan of it. I think that's probably the number that I see the sweet spot. But I'm a fan of the parity that we're seeing, where there are more players at the table. But don't get it twisted. The usual suspects will still probably be the last man standing, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Oregon, Ohio State, one of these traditional blue bloods that still do spend more than everybody else, Texas. They'll probably be the ones because they still do have an edge in the roster department. It's just not as significant and lopsided as it has been for the last 20, 30 years.
Enjoy these games, Danny. We appreciate you stopping by as always. This dude rocks.
And Merry Christmas too, brother.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, man. I can't wait. I'm going to be watching, sitting on the couch, looking at, you know, the snow and the cold and loving this. I just hope we get great games, but I really think we do. I'm pumped up for it.
Carl, I wonder if Danny cut a check to FSU. Apparently, we stole some wide receiver from USC.
Well, somebody did. I mean, you know Danny's got deep pockets. Come on. Hey, Danny, by the way, you still coming to visit your people here in Atlanta? We'd love to have you on live, man. Is that still happening at some point?
So I was there for Thanksgiving, but I get up there quite a bit. I'm going to hit you guys up next time I'm there. Maybe around the new year I'll try to come up there.
All right, man. Sounds good,
we will
brother.
Send an Uber XL for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny.
Sounds great.
Appreciate
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
Guys, what does Kirby Smart say about Carson Beck? He spoke to game day today. The Dogs are at home, chilling, waiting to see who they're going to play. You will hear Kirby on a variety of things next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.